Will you please turn to the book of Revelation?
请我们一同翻到启示录。
Chapter 2.
第二章。
We'll just read verse 5.
我们就读第五节。
Revelation chapter 2, verse 5.
启示录第二章第五节。
Remember, therefore, whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works. But if not, I'm coming to thee, and I will remove thy lampstand out of his place, except thou shalt repent.
所以应当回想你是从哪里坠落的，并要悔改，行起初所行的事。你若不悔改，我就临到你那里，把你的灯台从原处挪去。
The same book, chapter 21.
同一卷书第二十一章。
We'll read from verse 1 through verse 7.
我们从第一节读到第七节。
And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea exists no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of the heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice out of the heaven, saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with man, and he shall tabernacle with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them their God. And he shall wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall not exist any more. Nor grief, nor cry, nor distress shall exist any more, for the former things have passed away. And he that sat on the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he says to me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give to him that thirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcomes shall inherit these things, and I will be to him God, and he shall be to me son.
启示录二十一章第一节到第七节。我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。我听见有大声音从宝座出来说，看哪、啊、神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神，神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。坐宝座的说，看哪、啊、我将一切都更新了。又说你要写上，因这些话是可信的，是真实的。他又对我说，都成了。我是阿拉法，我是俄梅伽，我是初，我是终。我要将生命泉的水白白赐给那口渴的人喝，得胜的必承受这些为业。我要做他的神，他要做我的儿子。
May we have another word of prayer.
请我们再有一些祷告。
Dear Lord, as we continue together in thy presence,
亲爱的主啊，当我们继续地来到你的面前的时候，
our hearts are full of gratitude.
我们心里面充满了感谢。
How we praise and thank thee that thou art the one who saves us.
我们实在要感谢赞美你，因为你是拯救我们的那一位。
Thou art the one who saves us to the uttermost.
你拯救我们，就拯救我们到底。
And this is all for thy own glory.
这都是为着你自己的荣耀。
We thank thee for the privilege of having gathered together before thy table.
我们实在为着能够一同聚集在你的桌子跟前。
We thank thee for bringing out of ourselves and bringing us completely, totally to yourself.
我们感谢你把我们从己里面带出来，把我们完全的带到你的里面。
You are truly the first and the last.
你真是那首先的，也是末后的。
Dear Lord, if thou hast still something to say to us,
亲爱的主啊，若是你还有一些话要向我们说，
Will you please, by thy Spirit, release thy word?
请你借着你的圣灵释放你的话语。
Thou knowest each and every one of us.
用膏油膏我们每一个人。
Thou the one who knows us so well.
你认识我们每一个人。
Will you not, by thy word, deliver us completely?
求你借着你的话语完全地释放我们。
And bring us into the reality of the testimony of Jesus.
带我们进入耶稣的见证的实际里。
Dear Lord, our hearts are open to thee.
主啊，亲爱的主啊，我们的心向你敞开。
Speak, Lord, thy servants hear it.
主啊，请说，你的仆人静听。
In thy precious name we pray.
奉你宝贵的名，我们祷告。
Amen. Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
I always feel very difficult to speak after the Lord's table.
在主的筵席之后, 要我说话, 我总是感觉非常的为难。
Because we have already reached the climax.
因为我们已经达到了高峰。
When our hearts are fully taken away from everything else and take wholly to the Lord.
当我们的心从一切的事物中被带出来，完全地带到它里面。
What else do we need?
我们还需要别的呢？什么别的呢？
But it is our brother's arrangement.
但这是我们弟兄们的安排。
And I have to be obedient to them.
我必须要顺服他们。
At this concluding time of the conference,
在这个特会结束的时刻,
I would like to re-emphasize one thing.
我要再强调一件事情。
There is nothing more important than the testimony of Jesus.
没有一件事比主耶稣的见证更重要的。
Because it is the very heart of the eternal purpose of God.
因为这乃是神永远旨意中的中心。
All the word of God we find in the Bible is centered upon this theme.
在圣经中所有神的话语都集中在这一个主题上。
God's heart is upon his beloved son.
神的心乃是在他的爱子身上。
It is his good pleasure to reveal his son in us.
将他的爱子启示在我们里面，这是神所乐意做的。
Not only as a knowledge,
不仅是作为一个知识，
but it is a life,
而是一个生命。
It is the testimony of Jesus being constituted into our very being.
乃是将耶稣基督的见证组织在我们这个人的里面。
It is what our Lord Jesus is, becomes what we will be.
乃是将耶稣的所是，我们的主耶稣的所是，成为我们将要成为所是的。
We will be conformed to his very image.
我们要被磨成他自己的形象。
And this is what God really desires.
这是神心中的愿望。
So his son might be the one who sum up all things.
好使他的儿子能够叫万有同归于一。
The testimony of Jesus itself is complete and perfect.
耶稣基督见证的本身乃是完整的，乃是完全的。
There is no time when there is anything lacking in the testimony of Jesus itself.
在耶稣基督见证的里面，没有一刻在他本身里面有任何的缺陷。
When before the foundation of the world,
在创立世界之前，
God the Father, according to his good pleasure, had made a will.
父神照着他所喜悦的定了一个旨意。
And that will is nothing but the testimony of Jesus.
那一个旨意不是别的，就是耶稣的见证。
And we all know that with God, there is no time and space difference.
我们都知道在神的里面没有时间也没有空间的区别。
What he purposed is already fulfilled.
当他定义的时候，那就已经成就了。
So the testimony of Jesus from eternity to eternity is a reality.
所以耶稣基督的见证从永远到永远是一个实际。
What we are considering this time,
这一次我们所思想的，
recovering the testimony of Christ,
恢复基督的见证，
it doesn't mean that the testimony of Christ needs to be recovered.
并不代表着说基督的见证需要我们来恢复它。
Because before God, it is an eternal fact.
因为在神的面前，它已经是一个永远的事实。
What it really means is simply this.
它真实的意义，简单的来说，
that the testimony of Jesus needs to be recovered by the church.
就是耶稣的见证需要借着教会来恢复。
God has entrusted the testimony of Jesus to his own church.
神将耶稣的见证交付给他的教会。
Not only for the sake of testifying to it,
不仅仅是为着为他做见证，
by words,
借着话语，
but more than that,
比这更多的。
He wants the testimony of Jesus being so constituted, built in the life of the church.
他要耶稣的见证被组织在，并且从里面建造起来，在教会的里面。
That the testimony of Jesus in the church becomes one.
叫耶稣的见证在教会中成为一。
And this is something that needs to be recovered.
这是需要被恢复的事。
So when we are talking about recovering the testimony of Christ,
所以当我们讲到恢复基督的见证的时候，
let us always remember that the testimony of Jesus never changes.
请我们一定要记住耶稣的见证是从来没有改变过的。
It is something not only purpose, but something that has already been fulfilled.
不仅是一个所定的目的，并且也是一个完成的事实。
It only talks about its relationship with us.
我们在这里所谈到的乃是他与我们的关系而已。
I often wonder, God who knows everything.
我常常稀奇，神知道一万有。
How could it be that he will ever commit the testimony of Jesus to man?
他怎么可能会把耶稣的见证托付给人呢？
He knows what is man.
他认识人，人是什么？
He knows what would happen to man.
他也知道人会发生什么事情。
He knows that if he should commit his testimony to us, how we will spoil it.
他知道当他把耶稣的见证托付给我们，我们会怎样使他失落。
He knows everything beforehand.
在一切事情发生之前，他就全然的知道。
And yet, he is willing to entrust his testimony or himself to his church.
然而他却甘愿的将耶稣的见证和他自己或者他自己交付给教会。
That to me is a great mystery.
对我而言呢，是一个极大的奥秘。
The only reason we can give,
我们所能找到的唯一的理由，
It is because God is love.
乃是因为神是爱。
He loves us so much.
他是如此的爱我们。
He wants to give everything to us.
他愿意将万有都赐给我们。
And that everything is nothing but his beloved Son.
这一切不是别的，乃是他的爱子耶稣。
He wants the testimony of Jesus become our very being.
他要他爱子耶稣的见证成为我们这个人的所事。
That we will be able to manifest Christ in everything.
我们能在一切之中来彰显基督。
That Christ may be glorified in his church.
好使基督在他的教会中得荣耀。
And it is out of that unspeakable love that he committed, as it were, the testimony of Jesus to us.
乃是从他那说不尽的爱中，他将他儿子耶稣的见证托付给教会。
He has enough faith in himself.
他对自己有足够的信心。
He is faith itself.
他自己本身就是信心的本身。
Because his being is love, is faith.
因为神自己就是爱，就是信。
And out of his own being,
从他的本身出来，
he acts.
他行动。
It is not because he does not know us.
并不是因为他不认识我们。
It is because he knows us so well.
乃是因为他完全的认识我们。
But he has faith in himself.
但是他对自己有信心。
He believes that he is able to do the impossible things.
他相信他能够成全那不可能的事情。
So when we talk about recovering the testimony of Christ,
所以当我们谈到恢复基督的见证的时候，
Let us remember this thing.
请我们记得这件事。
That no matter what happened to us,
不论有任何事发生在我们身上，
God is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
神是昨日今日直到永远都不改变。
He is the one who makes the impossible possible.
他是那位使不可能的成为可能。
So in the restoring of the testimony of Christ in the church,
所以在教会中要恢复基督的见证，
we have to remember this fact.
我们必须要记住这个事实。
Otherwise, we will be discouraged.
要不然我们就会灰心。
But when we look away from ourselves,
当我们从己的身上转开注意力
and look steadfastly upon God,
我们坚定地注视神。
We know that it is possible.
我们就知道这是可能的。
The testimony of Jesus is all that Jesus is.
耶稣基督的见证就是耶稣的所是。
And this is committed to the church.
这是交托给教会的。
Because the church is the body of Christ.
因为教会乃是基督的身体。
The fullness of Him who fills all and in all.
乃是那充满万有者他的丰满。
When you look at the church,
当我们看教会的时候，
the Holy Spirit called it the Christ.
圣灵称他做那基督。
You remember in 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
我们记得在哥林多前书第十二章
The body is one, but has many members.
他说正如身子是一个却有许多肢体
There are many members, but one body.
而且肢体虽多人是一个身体
We all know that this means the church.
我们都知道这是指着教会说的
And yet the Holy Spirit said, this is The Christ.
但是圣灵却在这里说这是那基督
Because in the church, in the body of Christ, there is neither Jews nor Gentiles.
因为在教会中就是在基督的身体里不分犹太人也不分希利尼人
Neither bondman nor freeman.
不分为奴的或自主的
Neither barbarians or Scythians
也没有化外人或者希古提人
It is Christ all and in all
乃是基督是一切并且在一切之内
And this is what is meant by the recovering of the testimony of Christ
这乃是恢复基督见证它的意义
It is not just an individual matter.
它不是一个个人的事情。
Of course, there is that individual aspect.
当然它有个人的这一面。
We find that in Romans chapter 8.
我们在罗马书第八章里看见。
Whom he has foreknown, he has predetermined that they shall be conformed to the image of his son.
因为他预先所知道的就预先定下效法他儿子的模样。
And this is in a personal aspect.
这是就着我们个人这一面来说的。
But there is a corporate aspect.
但是他还有团体的一面。
And that is to say in the church, you see nothing but Christ.
那就是说在教会中我们看不见别的只见基督。
And that means There is the testimony of Jesus.
那就是耶稣见证的意义。
And that is what the church is supposed to testify of.
那就是教会应该做的见证。
But sadly, we all know.
但是很可惜的，我们都知道。
Whenever God entrusts anything to man,
当神将任何事情交托给人的时候
，man always fail him.
人总是叫神失望。
You remember even from the very beginning of human history.
我们记得在人类历史的刚开始。
God created man in his own image according to his likeness.
神照着他自己的形象他自己的样子造人。
And he gave man the dominion over the birds of the air The beasts of the field and the fishes of the water.
他叫人管理空中的飞鸟，地上田野的走兽和海中的活物。
And he commanded man to till the ground and to watch the garden.
他吩咐人来耕种田地，并且照顾那个园子。
And then you find very quickly. Man failed.
我们看见了人很快的就失败了。
You can find this throughout the whole Bible.
我们在整本圣经里都看见这件事。
In the Old Testament time, God committed His testimony to the nation of Israel.
在旧约时代，神将他自己的见证交付给以色列人。
And yet, Israel failed.
然而以色列人失败了。
And in the same way, God committed the testimony of Jesus to the church.
同样的，神将耶稣的见证托付给教会。
And the church also failed him.
教会也使他失望。
So when we talk about recovering the testimony of Christ,
所以当我们说到恢复基督 的见证的时候，
How can these impossible things become possible?
这件不可能的事情怎么会变成可能呢？
If it all depends upon us,
它都在乎于我们，
then it will be impossible.
那么它就是不可能的。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
When we come to this matter of recovering the testimony of Jesus.
当我们来到恢复耶稣见证这件事情的时候，
we find that it is always God Himself who takes the initiative.
我们看见了，总是神先起始的。
You look in the Old Testament time.
我们看旧约时代。
When Israel failed in its mission.
当以色列人在他们的使命上失败的时候。
When the temple was destroyed.
当圣殿被毁。
And they were in Babylonian captivity.
他们被掳到巴比伦去。
How did God recover his testimony.
神怎样恢复他的见证呢？
In Jerusalem, the temple was destroyed.
在耶路撒冷，圣殿被毁了。
The name of God was placed in that temple.
神的名原是安放在圣殿中的。
So when the temple was destroyed,
所以当圣殿被毁了，
during that short period,
在那短暂的时期，
God was no longer called the God of the heavens and of the earth.
神就不再被称作天和地的主了。
He was only addressed as the God of the heavens.
在那时他被称作天上的神。
Because there was no testimony of God upon the earth.
因为那时在地上没有神的见证了。
They were in Babylonian captivity for 70 long years.
他们在巴比伦被掳有70年之久。
And they settled themselves in that exiled land.
他们就在被放逐之地呢，扎根了。
Who initiated the recovery?
是谁开始这个恢复呢？
We find that it was God Himself.
我们发现乃是神自己。
How he stirred the hearts of King Cyrus.
他怎样激动古列王的心？
To proclaim that anyone who wanted to return to Jerusalem and rebuild the house of God, he might go.
他下诏说，凡是心被耶和华所激动，愿意回去重建神的殿的人，可以回去。
You will think that all the Jewish people in captivity will rise up and return.
我们可能认为所有被掳的犹太人他们都要起来归回。
But to our surprise,
但是很稀奇的，
we find that only a remnant returned.
我们发现了只有少数的余民回去。
The Bible tells us how God stirred the spirit of Zerubbabel, Joshua, and other people.
圣经告诉我们说，神怎样激动所罗巴伯、耶稣雅和其他的百姓的心。
And those whose spirit were stirred by God.
他们的灵被神所激动。
They were willing to be uprooted, as it were, from their settled place.
他们甘心情愿在他们已经扎根的地方被连根拔起来。
They had already established their businesses.
他们已经在那里建立了自己的事业。
They already built their own houses.
他们也建了自己的房屋。
And yet, when the Spirit of God stirred their hearts,
然而当神的灵激动他们的心的时候
they rose up and returned to Jerusalem.
他们就起来回到耶路撒冷去。
You know, Zerubbabel was born in captivity.
我们知道所罗巴伯是在被掳之地出生的。
He had never seen the temple before.
他从来没有见过圣殿。
But it was God who stirred his heart.
但是乃是神激动他的心。
And stirred the hearts of some other people.
并且也激动了其他一些人的心。
They were willing to be uprooted.
他们甘心情愿被连根拔起。
And they were willing to brave all the dangers to return to Jerusalem.
他们甘心情愿面对回到耶路撒冷所有的危险。
And you know, Jerusalem at that time was in ruin.
我们知道那个时代呢，耶路撒冷完全被毁。
Not only the temple was burned, but the houses were burned.
不仅圣殿被焚烧了，所有的房屋也都被焚烧了。
From human eyes, there was nothing there.
就着人的眼来看呢，那里是一无所有。
They seemed to be so foolish as to leave plenty into nothing.
对人来讲，他们好像是非常的愚昧，就是他们不依靠那个丰富的，而去救那个无有。
And their return was just for one and one thing only.
他们的归回是为着唯一的一件事情。
They went back not for themselves.
他们不是为着自己回去的。
They went back only for God.
他们是仅仅为着神回去的。
They went back to rebuild the temple.
他们回去重建圣殿。
That God might have a name upon the earth.
好使神在地上能够安放他的名。
They went back to proclaim that God was not only the God of the heavens, He was also the God of the earth.
他们回去宣告神不仅是天上的神，他也是地上的神。
So in like manner, when you come to the New Testament time,
在同样的情形，当我们来到新约时代，
Our brothers have already told us,
我们的弟兄们已经告诉我们，
that the church was in captivity.
教会曾经被掳。
By captivity simply means,
这个被掳的意义就是，
it has abandoned the testimony of Jesus and went into Babylon.
他已经离弃了耶稣的见证而进入了巴比伦。
They left the purity, simplicity of Christ.
他们离开了基督的单纯和纯洁。
And went into confusion and corruption.
他们进入了混乱和败坏的里。
Now, how will God recover the testimony of Christ in His church?
神如何在他的教会中恢复基督的见证呢？
We will find the same principle applies.
我们看见了同一个原则也运用在这其上。
Recovery begins with God.
恢复是神开始的。
God in His mercy.
神在他的怜悯中。
How His Spirit began to stir up some people.
他的灵如何的来激动一些人。
You know, we find it is very strange.
我们知道，我们很稀奇的。
When you look into the recovery history of the church,
当我们来考察教会恢复的历史，
it seems as if that God has His own timing.
好像神有他自己的时刻。
And when the time is full,
当时刻满足的日子满足的时
候， God will usually touch one person or a few people.
通常神 要感动一个人或者少数的人。
There is the principle of the one and the many.
有一个就是一个人和众人的原则。
It seems as if God always lay his hand upon someone or someone's.
似乎神总是呢，先把他的手加在一个人或者少数几个人身上。
And the Spirit of God came to them.
神的灵降在他们身上。
Opened their eyes.
开他们的心眼。
They began to see the vision that they had that has been lost to the church.
他们开始看见教会已经失去的那个意象。
The church today has lost its vision.
教会今天失去了它该有的意象。
Without vision, the people perish.
没有意象，民就灭亡。
What is the vision?
什么是意象呢？
The vision is the testimony of Jesus.
意象就是耶稣的见证。
When we lose the vision,
当我们失去了意象，
we were in darkness.
我们就落在黑暗中。
We do not know where we are.
我们不知道身处何地。
We will be so contented with our present situation.
我们为着现在的光景，我们何等的满足。
We will be also like the Laodiceans.
我们也像老底家的教会一
样。We will be neither cold nor hot.
我们既不冷也不热。
And we will still think that we have everything.
我们仍然认为自己已经有了一切。
We did not know that we were blind.
我们也不知道自己是瞎眼的。
We did not see what God sees.
我们不能看见神所看见的。
We did not know we were naked.
我们也不知道自己是赤身的。
We did not have the righteousness in us.
在我们里面也没有神的义。
We did not even sense our miserableness.
我们甚至感觉不到自己的困苦。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
It is when the light from God came to us.
唯有当神的光临到我们，
Someone or a few people,
一个人或者是少数的人，
Somehow the Spirit of God began to work in their lives.
神的灵不知如何的开始在他们生命里面做工。
They began to see that they were not in the right place.
他们开始看见自己不是在对的地方。
How did they know they are not in the right place?
他们怎么知道自己在不对的地方？
Unless they are shown what is right.
除非神把对的指示给他们。
In other words,
换言之，
they receive the vision of the testimony of Christ that has long been forgotten.
他们领受了久被遗忘的耶稣的见证。
This happened in the Old Testament time.
这个在旧约时发生过。
You see that when the whole world had deserted God,
我们看见全世界都离弃了神，
became idol worshippers,
都成为拜偶像的人。
But there was one person,
但是有一个人，
Abraham,
就是亚伯兰。
Somehow, the glory of God, the God of glory, appeared to him in Ur of Chaldea.
不知如何的，神的荣耀，就荣耀的神在加勒底向他显现。
Brothers and sisters, without vision, we do not know the difference.
弟兄姊妹们，没有异象，我们就看不出区别来。
Everybody is doing it.
每一个人都这样做。
We do not realize where we are.
我们没有意识到自己在哪里。
But when vision, light, revelation from God comes,
但是当异象就是启示从神那里而来，
And we begin to see that we have been in the wrong place.
我们才开始看见我们在不对的地方。
So you find that in this matter of the recovery,
所以当我们开始看见 这个恢复这件事情呢
，God has to take the initiative.
神必须要做起始。
And when he begins, he always begins with revelation or vision.
当他起始的时候，他总是借着启示或者异象来开始。
And under that vision, you begin to see you have departed.
在那个异象之下，我们开始看见我们偏离了。
As we have mentioned yesterday,
我们昨天已经提到。
What is declension?
什么是失落呢
？Declension is departing from the original.
衰落就是从原初的地方离开了。
And that is always the beginning.
那总是开始。
When you read Revelation chapter 2,
当我们读启示录第二章
verse 5,
第五节
Remember, therefore, whence thou art fallen.
所以应当回想你是从哪里坠落的。
How can we remember?
我们怎么能回想呢？
It's only when God began to stir our hearts.
唯有当神开始激动我们的心。
He began to reveal to us the original vision.
他开始启示我们那原初的意象。
He shows us what the testimony of Jesus really is.
他指示我们耶稣的见证真实是什么。
And only then do we know where we have fallen.
唯有如此，我们才知道我们从哪里坠落的。
And then you find the one or the few who have received that vision.
然后我们就看见那个或者少数的啊接受异象的人。
They go through a time of travailing.
他们就要经过一段惨难的时期。
The Spirit of God began to work in their lives.
神的灵开始在他们生命里面做工。
To show them that they have fallen.
好指示他们让他们看见自己的坠落。
And how they repented because of what they have fallen.
而因着他们的坠落他们如何的悔改。
It always begins in this way.
总是这样开始的。
God works in the lives of one or a few.
神在一个人或者少数人的生命里做工。
They go through deep travailing.
他们经过极深的苦难。
And the Lord bring them out.
神把他们从其中带出来。
And through their ministry, you find the recovering work began to spread.
借着他们的服事，我们看见这个恢复开始扩大。
So it's always from one to many.
所以总是从一个人达到众人。
And not only that,
不仅如此
but when you look into the process of recovery,
当我们来考究恢复的过程的时候
you find that it always begins small.
我们发现了总是从微小开始的。
You know, the human heart is, if we want to do something, we have to do something big.
我们知道人的心呢总是这样，当我们想做什么事的时候，我们总想做大的。
I remember I heard someone say,
我记得我听过有一个人这样说，
I will not open my mouth and testify.
我不随便的开口做见证。
If I open my mouth, 3,000 will be saved.
如果我开口的话，至少要有3000人得救。
You know, this is human nature.
你知道这就是人性。
But when you look into the history of recovery,
但是当我们来看恢复的历史的时候
You find it always begins small.
我们发现了总是从微小开始。
And it is from small that become great.
从微小而到伟大。
You remember in the old days,
我们记得在古时,
when the remnant returned to Jerusalem,
当那些渔民归回到耶路撒冷,
and they began to lay the foundation of the house.
他们开始立圣殿的根基,
and then you find how they were being persecuted.
我们也看见他们如何受逼迫,
and because of all these problems, the work of rebuilding the temple stopped.
因着这些难处呢, 那个建殿的工程就停止了。
And after they have stopped for a number of years, maybe 15 years,
当他们停工了有若干年, 大约是15年,
and then you find God used two prophets,
我们看见神使用两位先知,
Haggai and Zechariah,
就是哈该和撒加利亚。
Haggai was an old man. He must have seen the temple in Jerusalem before. Zechariah was a young man. He had never seen the temple before. But God raised up these two prophets. And through their prophesying,
借着他们的预言,
Zerubbabel and Joshua and the others began to work again.
所罗巴伯、耶稣亚和其余的人, 他们就起来复工。
They laid the foundation.
他们立了根基。
They started to build.
他们开始建造。
But while they were in the beginning of their building,
但是在他们起初建造的时候,
some people who have seen the old temple before,
有一些人是见过先前的圣殿,
the temple built by Solomon,
就是所罗门所建的圣殿,
it was so gorgeous, so beautiful, so glorious,
那是何等的华丽宏伟和美丽,
so costly,
荣耀,
so costly,
是那样的贵重,
but now when these people were working on the rebuilding of the temple,
但是当这一般 来重建圣殿的人,
they were few in number.
他们的人数很少,
their resources were very limited.
他们的资源也有限,
so while they were beginning to build,
所以当他们开始建造的时候,
some began to be disappointed.
有一些人就很失望,
they would feel that we cannot build a temple as wonderful, as glorious as the former one.
他们认为呢, 我们不可能建一个跟先前那样同样宏伟、同样荣耀的圣殿。
If we couldn't do that, why should we spend the time?
如果我们不能达到那个光景, 我们何必去花这个时间呢?
And then you find these two prophets, how they encouraged them.
我们就看见这两位先知如何的鼓舞他们。
Zechariah in chapter 4, verse 10.
在 撒加利亚书第4章第10节里面,
he said, do you see, this is the day of small things.
在那里他说, 你不要小看这小事的日子,
do not despise it,
不要小看它,
because this is just the beginning,
因为这不过是开始而已,
and the whole work will be finished.
这个工作要完成。
It is said by the seven eyes.
这乃是那有七眼的所说的。
In other words, by the Spirit of God.
换句话说, 这乃是神的灵所说的。
And then you turn to Haggai chapter 2.
我们再看到哈该第二章。
In verses 6 and 7,
在第六、第七节中,
you find that God will one day shake not only the heavens, not only the earth, but also the heaven.
我们看见神说, 过不多时, 我必再一次震动天地, 不仅震动天, 也要震动地。
And the latter glory of the house will be greater than the former glory.
神殿中的荣耀要大过先前。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们,
in the recovery process
在恢复的过程中,
of the testimony of Christ,
就是耶稣的见证,
it always begins small.
它总是从微小开始,
and then gradually you find it becomes great.
然后逐渐的我们看见它变得伟大。
For instance,
举例来说，
In the history of the recovery of the church,
在教会恢复的历史中
you find there was someone who began to see this matter of baptism.
我们看见呢，有一些人，他们开始看见受浸这件事的意义。
Because at that time you find people were baptized, but just by sprinkling.
我们看见那个时候人受洗呢，他们是洒水的洗。
And they even had the wrong teaching. There will be baptismal regeneration.
甚至有一个就是借着受洗而重生的那一个错误的教导。
So people tried not to be baptized until they were dying.
所以很多人呢，他们就躲着一直不受浸，直到他们死的时候。
They were in their deathbed.
在他们临死的时候。
And they want to be baptized.
他们就要受浸了。
Because then they will have all their sins forgiven.
因为这样，他一切的罪就得着赦免。
And they will go to heaven.
他们就能上天堂。
And you find infants all were being baptized.
我们也看见了为婴孩施洗。
So that they will be holy.
所以他们就成圣了。
All kinds of strange teachings and practices.
在这一方面有许多的教导和做法。
But then you find among the multitude there were some people that the Holy Spirit stirred their hearts.
但是我们看见在众人中有少数的人，神的灵激动他们的心。
They began to see the real meaning of baptism.
他们开始看见受浸的真实意义。
You know, people said, oh, if you believe in the Lord Jesus, you're saved.
有人告诉我们说，当你信耶稣的时候，你就得救了。
So why should you be baptized?
你为什么还需要受浸呢？
It was unnecessary.
这是不需要，不必要的。
But you remember what our Lord Jesus said?
但是我们记得我们主说了什么。
Go to the nations and disciple them.
你们要到万民中去，使他们做我的门徒。
Baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
奉父子圣灵的名为他们施浸。
In other words, baptism had a very important place in our life with the Lord.
换言之呢，我们看见受浸在我们与基督的生命生活中呢，有非常重要的地位。
Even though our sins were washed away by the blood, not by water.
即便我们的罪是借着主的血所洗净，而不是水洗净的。
And yet that water saves us in the sense that now we are separated from the world.
但是那个水拯救我们的意义，乃是从今天开始，我们与世界有了分别。
As the children of Israel passed the Red Sea and the Jordan River.
正如同以色列人他们过了红海又过了约旦河。
When they were in Egypt, they belonged to Pharaoh.
当他们在埃及的时候，他们是属法老的。
By the lamb, blood of the lamb on Passover.
在逾越节他们借着羔羊的血。
They were saved from death.
他们从死中得了拯救。
But they had to cross the Red Sea.
但是他们必须要过红海。
To be saved from Pharaoh, from Egypt.
好叫他们从法老从埃及的权下得着拯救。
And to belong to Moses.
好使他们归为摩西。
So dear brothers and sisters.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Some people in the early centuries.
在早期的世纪中有一些人。
God began to open their eyes.
神开始开他们的眼睛。
They saw the real meaning of baptism.
他们看见受浸的真实意义。
And they began to be baptized according to the word of God.
他们就照着神的话语来受浸。
And they were called by Christianity in those days as Anabaptists.
他们被当时的基督教称作崇浸派。
And they were persecuted.
他们就受逼迫。
If you want to be baptized, fine.
若是你想要受浸，
I will baptize you.
我要给你施浸。
They will put a stone around them and throw them into the water.
他们就把石头绑在他们身上，把他们丢在河里。
And many died because of their faith.
许多人因着他们的信，他们寻道。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹们，
we find today baptism by immersion.Believer's baptism is a very common thing among God's people.
今天我们看见用浸的方式来受洗，还有呢，信的人受浸变成一个非常平常普遍的事情。
So in the process of recovery, you find it always begins with few and then it spread to many.
所以在恢复的过程中，我们看见总是从少数开始，然后传到许多人身上。
It always began with small, and then it becomes big.
总是开始的时候很微小，然后才大起来。
In the recovery process, you find that everything that concerns the testimony of Jesus recovered in this way.
在恢复的过程中，我们看见耶稣的见证的恢复都是借着这个方式得以恢复的。
Our brother told us that the church has entered into the dark age.
我们的弟兄们告诉我们说，教会进入了黑暗时期。
What do you mean by dark age?
黑暗时期指着什么说的呢？
It means that everything about the testimony of Jesus was lost.
它的意义就是关于耶稣见证的每一件事情都失落了。
At that time, people tried to be saved by merits.
在那个时候呢，人们呢靠着功德来得救。
Even salvation by grace through faith was lost.
甚至呢，因信啊，因着信本乎恩的救恩呢，都失落了。
Everything concerning the testimony of Christ was lost in the church.
每一件关于基督见证的事情在教会中都失落了。
That's why we say the church has become a religion.
这就是为什么我们说教会变成了一个宗教。
It is no longer a living faith.
不再是一个活的信心。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
Throughout church history, you will find that how he began to recover one thing after another.
在整个教会历史中，我们看见神一件一件的做了恢复。
So the whole vision, whole revelation of Christ may become the property of the church.
好使耶稣的见证，这整件事情能够成为教会的所有。
The same thing is true.With the breaking of bread.
对于擘饼也是同样的事。
Our brothers have already described how it has deviated from the vision.
我们弟兄也描述他怎样从这个意象中偏离了。
But thank God how he touched the heart of a few.
但是感谢神，他怎样激动了少数几个人的心。
Oftentimes,You find the recovery of the testimony of Christ in the church begins with the breaking of bread.
许多时候我们看见了耶稣基督见证的恢复是借着擘饼开始的。
You remember that during the 18th century.
我们记得在十八世纪的时候。
I mean 19th.
十九世纪的时候。
A few who began to see.The breaking of bread.
有几位呢？他们开始看见擘饼的意义。
A few in Ireland. In Ireland.
在爱尔兰的少数人。
There were a few brothers who began to see the breaking of bread.
有少数的几位弟兄，他们开始看见擘饼的意义。
You know, in the early days, when you read Acts chapter 2, verse 42.
当我们读呢，在早期。的时候，就是在《使徒行传》第二章第四十二节。
The believers at the day during the days of Pentecost.
在五旬节的日子那一段时期
you find that how they persevered, continued in the teaching and fellowship of the apostles.
我们看见他们如何恒心地遵守使徒的教训
in the breaking of bread and in prayers.
他们彼此的擘饼还有祷告
But then the breaking of bread was lost.
但是擘饼呢失落
It became a ritual.
它变成一个礼仪了
There is no longer that livingness in it.
在它里面缺少了那个生命活泼的性质。
And then you find God raised up some people.
我们就看见神兴起了一些人。
Again, a few maybe.
同样的还是少数的。
A few in comparison.
在比较上来说，他们是少数的。
Somehow God restored that vision of the breaking of bread.
神就恢复了擘饼的那个意义。
They began to see.That this is remembering the Lord.
他们开始看见这乃是纪念主。
This is exhibiting the finished work of Christ to the world.
这乃是向全世界展示神基督所完成的工作。
This is to wait for the return of the Lord Jesus.
这乃是我们一同等候主耶稣的回来。
And they began to break bread.Together.
他们就聚在一起擘饼
Not under any official ministers.
不是在一些官方的神职人员的主理之下
They just break bread to remember simply the Lord.
他们在一起擘饼单单的来纪念主
And then again you find the breaking of bread today has spread.
同样的我们看见今天呢，这样擘饼也扩展，也传开了。
This is the way you find the way of recovery.
这就是我们看见那恢复的方式。
So the Bible tells us.
所以圣经告诉我们。
Remember wherein you have fallen.
你当回想你是从哪里坠落的。
And then you repent.
然后你就悔改。
Now what is repentance?
什么是悔改呢？
Repentance is a change of mind.
悔改乃是改变心意。
We cannot change our own mind.
我们没有办法改变自己的心意。
It is the Holy Spirit who changes our mind.
乃是圣灵来改变我们的心思意。
Because He has shown us the right direction.
因为他指示我们了对的方向。
We remember where we have fallen.
我们回想我们从哪里坠落的。
Repentance is not only to repent the past.
悔改并不只是懊悔过去。
We repent to something that is right.
我们悔改乃是向着那对的回去。
And do the thing that you have done first.
并且要行你们起初所行的。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
The church in Ephesus, the Lord said, I know your works.
在以弗所的教会主向他们说我知道你们的行为
They have works already.
他们已经有了工作了
Now to return to do the first work
要回到行起初所行的
Does it mean that we just do the work that we have done before?
那是不是我们做以前我们曾经做过的事呢
Outwardly it could be
外表上来可能是
But inwardly there is a difference.
但是里面却有不同。
The inner spring is there.
里面的泉源现在有了。
It is not a matter of the outward work.
不是外面的工作行为。
When you do these same work, but with a different spirit,
当你做同样的事情却用不同的灵的时候
Then you find it is living, it is real.
然后我们就发现了它是活的它是真的
So in the recovery of the testimony of Jesus
所以主耶稣见证的恢复
It has to begin with the heart.
它总是从心里面开始的
What begins within And then it will be expressed outwardly.
从里面先开始，然后才在外面表现出来。
It doesn't mean that you just repent and you stop there.
它不是仅仅说我们悔改，我们就停在那里。
You have repented.
我们已经悔改了。
You have known and you have practiced what was right. What is right.
你已经认识了，并且实行了什么是对的。
And that will be a testimony to the world.
那向着世界就成为一个见证。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
when you look into the process of recovery,
当你考究这个恢复的过程，
that is what you find.
这是我们所看见的。
And then there is another thing we notice.
然后我们还留意有另外一件事。
It is the principle of overcomers.
乃是得胜者的原则。
You find in the seven letters to the seven churches.
我们看见对着七个教会的七封书信中，
at the end of all these seven letters,
在这七封书信的结尾的时候，
you find a call for overcomers.
我们看见有对得胜者的呼召。
He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the assemblies, to him that overcomes.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听得胜的。
Who are the overcomers?
得胜者是谁呢？
The overcomers are only those who respond to the revelation, the testimony of Jesus. That's given.
得胜者只不过是那一般对所赐下启示关于耶稣见证有回应的人。
That's why you find in the beginning of every letter there is a revelation of Christ.
所以我们看见在每一封书信的开始都有基督的一个启示。
Overcomers are those who respond to Christ.
得胜者乃是对基督有一个回应的人。
Whatever Christ has revealed to him, he obeys.
基督向他所启示的，他就顺服。
There is no rigid standard of the overcomers.
对于得胜者并没有一个死板的一个标准。
Sometimes we like to ask the question, who are the overcomers?
有的时候我们喜欢问谁是得胜者呢？
To what extent I reach that I become an overcomer?
我要达到什么样的程度我才变成一个得胜者呢？
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
there is no rigid standard of overcomers.
对于得胜者没有一个死板的标准。
God does not apply the same standard to everybody.
神不是把同一个标准用在每一个人身上。
The only principle concerning overcomers,
对于得胜者的唯一的原则，
whatever God has revealed Christ to you,
神向你所启示关于的基督，
you have fully obeyed.
你完全的顺服了。
Then you are an overcomer.
那么你就是一个得胜者。
To a new believer,
对一个初蒙恩的人，
the standard of being an overcomer is different from a maybe 60 years believer.
成为一个得胜者，他的标准和一个已经信主60年的标准呢是不一样的。
If you obey the Lord as you are revealedThen you are an overcomer.
若是你照着启示给你的主，你顺服他，那么你就是个得胜者。
You may be an overcomer for a time.
你可能成为得胜者有一段时期。
Just like the people in Philadelphia.
正好像在腓拉铁菲的弟兄姊妹们。
But they may lose their crown.
但是他们有可能会失去他们的冠冕。
Because as the Lord begins to reveal himself more to them,
因为当主更多的把自己启示给他们的时候，
God wants Christ to be more to them.
基督呢 神要在他们里面有更多的基督。
And yet, they only obey him to a certain point.
但是他们只顺服到某一个点。
And then they stop.
他们就停下来了。
In other words,
换一句话说
the revelation of Jesus Christ surpasses their obedience.
耶稣基督的启示呢，超过了他们的顺服。
Then, brothers and sisters, he is no longer an overcomer.
那么弟兄姊妹们，他就不再是个得胜者。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
On the one hand, it gives hope.
一面来说，给我们盼望。
I find people asking me the question.
我发现有人问我这样的问题。
How can I be an overcomer?
我怎么能成为一个得胜者？
I'm afraid I will never be an overcomer.
我怕呢，我永远不会成为得胜
者。Look at brother or sister so and so.
你看看这位弟兄那位姊妹。
I will never reach their status.
我绝对不会达到他们所达到的光
景。Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
Be comforted.
让我们得安慰。
As much as the Lord has revealed himself to you,
照着主把他自己所启示给你的程度
you have obeyed.
若是你已经顺服了
you are an overcomer.
你已经是得胜者
But on the other hand,
但是另一面来说
don't be proud of yourself.
请不要自傲
because the Lord may give you more revelation.
因为主要赐给你更多关于他自己的启示
that which you have not obeyed.
若是你没有顺服
Then you lose your crown.
那么你就失去了你的冠冕。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们
you find that the overcomer principles is in the New Testament.
所以我们看见了得胜者的原则在新约圣经中。
In the Old Testament is the remnant principle.
在旧约里面乃是余民的原则。
In the New Testament is the overcomer principle.
在新约圣经乃是得胜者的原则。
In the recovery work of the testimony of Christ.
在基督见证恢复的工作中。
Because of the weakness of man.
因着人的软弱。
Instead of the whole members in the body of Christ respond.To revelation.
不是基督身体里面所有的肢体都回应这一个启示和呼召。
Probably the majority will not respond to Christ.
很可能呢，大部分的人向着基督都没有回应。
People love themselves too much.
因为我们爱自己太多了。
People are so entangled with the things of this world.
我们被今世的事情所缠累住
People became so nearsighted
许多的人变得非常的近视
Therefore they may follow the Lord to a certain distance and stop
所以他们跟随主到了某一个程度就停下来了
And brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹们
Not because of the failure of man
不是因着人的失败
God's purpose failed
神的目的就失败了。
He will raise up a few.
他要兴起少数人。
Those who respond to him absolutely.
那些向他有绝对的回应的人。
And through these overcomers,
对这些得胜者
God will accomplish his purpose.
神要成全他的目的。
Our brother has already said,
我们弟兄也说了
The overcomers do not overcome for themselves.
得胜者不是为着自己而得胜
They overcome for the whole body.
他们是为着全身得胜
They are the first fruits.
他们乃是出熟的果子
And when there is the first fruit,
当有了出熟的果子
it guarantees the harvest.
保证会有大批的收获
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们
In this work of recovery, you find that it goes upon that principle.
在这恢复的工作中我们看见有这个原则。
Now, I would like to say something that may surprise you.
我要说一些让大家吃惊的事情。
You may not agree.
你可能不同意。
But this is the way that the Lord seems to say to me.
但是这似乎是主向我所说的话。
When you read Revelation chapter 12,
当我们读启示录第十二章，
you find a woman in travail.
我们看见有一个妇人在惨难中。
And then you find the dragon waited there.
我们也看见那龙在等在他面前。
The dragon waits there, not for the woman.
这个龙站在那里不是等这个妇人。
He waits there for the man child that is going to be born by that woman.
他在等那妇人将要生出来的男孩子。
Without going into details,
我不讲细节。
We know the man child represents the overcomers.
我们知道这个男孩子代表着得胜者。
Because you find the man child, when he is born, he is immediately taken up to the throne.
因为我们看见，当这男孩子一出生的时候，就立刻被提到神宝座那里去。
This is where Christ is.
那就是基督所在的地方。
And you find the man child immediately after born being raptured to the throne.
我们看见男孩子一出生就被提到宝座那里。
Satan's headquarter is in the air.
撒旦的总部是在空中。
This man child is able to go through Satan's headquarter and arrived at the throne.
这一个男孩子他能够通过撒旦的总部达到宝座。
In other words, they were overcome. They are overcomers.
换句话说呢，他们得胜了。
They overcome because of the blood of the Lamb.
他们是因着羔羊的血而胜过的。
They are no different than other people.
他们和其他的人没有差别。
They have their failures.
他们也有他们的失败。
But they know the preciousness of the blood of our Lord.
但是他们知道我们主耶稣血的宝贵。
And they overcome the accuser by the word of their testimony.
他们胜过了那昼夜控告者，是借着他们所见证的道。
They have the testimony of Jesus.
他们有耶稣的见证。
And because they have the testimony of Jesus, when they speak, there is power.
因着他们有耶稣的见证，所以当他们说话的时候是带着能力。
They do not love their life even unto death.
他们随至于死也不爱惜生命。
They are the people who follow the Lamb wherever he goes.
他们乃是那一般羔羊无论往哪里去都跟随的人。
And they are the overcomers that are being taken to the throne.
他们乃是那一般得胜者被取到宝座中。
I often say they are the welcoming party of the return of the Lord.
我常常讲他们乃是呢去迎接主回来的一般人。
The Lord is coming again.
主要回来。
But his coming, his parousia, his presence is in two stages.
但是他回来的时候的同在是有两个阶段的。
He will from the throne to the air.
他要从宝座达到空中。
Unseen.
这是看不见的。
From the air to Mount Olive.
从空中到橄榄山。
Seen by everybody.
这是每一个人都看见的。
The sign of his coming.
他来的那个兆头。
There are two signs.
有两个证据。
One sign he will come as a thief.
一个证据他来像贼一样。
Another, he will come like a lightning that shines from east to west.
另外一个证据他来像闪电一样从东一闪就到西边。
When the thief comes, you do not know when.
当贼来的时候，我们不知道他几时来。
When he comes, he will steal your treasure.
当他来的时候，他是来偷你的宝贝。
He will not steal your garbage.
他不会来偷你的垃圾的。
In the presence of the Lord, the coming of the Lord.
在主的回来,
from the throne to the air unseen.
从宝座到空中是看不见,
it is from the air to Mount Olive that everybody sees.
从空中到, 到橄榄山, 每一个人都看见,
but you know what happened?
但是你知道有什么发生?
After the man child is raptured to the throne,
当这一个男孩子被提到宝座上,
Michael and his angels will fight with Satan and his angels.
那天使长米迦勒就要与撒旦和他的使者征战,
and Satan and his followers will be thrown from the air to the earth.
我们看见, 撒旦和他的跟随者就要从空中被支到地上来,
the air is clear.
所以空中就洁净了,
for our Lord Jesus to descend from the throne with the overcomers to the air.
好使我们的主与得胜者从宝座中一起降临到空中,
but woe will be upon the earth.
但是, 地上就有祸了,
because there will be the great tribulation.
因为那大灾难就临到了,
brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
even though there are different interpretations of the coming of the Lord,
虽然对于主的再来有不同的解释,
I think the fact seems to be clear.
我认为呢, 那个事实是非常清楚的,
the overcomers, they represent God's heart for the church.
得胜者代表神对于教会的心意,
and they will be taken.
他们要被取去,
they are the treasure of the Lord's heart.
他们乃是主心中的宝贝.
What if we do not overcome?
若是我们没有得胜的话,
what if we do not obey?
若是我们不顺服的话,
probably we will be left for the great tribulation.
很可能我们被留下来要经过大灾难.
And that is the promise to the church in Philadelphia.
这是对腓拉铁菲教会的应许.
The Lord promised that when the time comes, they are no longer there.
神应许他们说, 当大灾难的时候到的时候, 他们已经不在地上,
because they have been taken.
因为他们已经被提去了.
Thank God.
感谢神.
Even though during the great tribulation,
即便在大灾难中,
the saints, the believers who remain will go through that great tribulation.
那些相信主的圣徒们, 他们留下来要经历大灾难的人,
but thank God.
感谢神.
God gave them another opportunity.
神给他们另一个机会.
They can be overcomers through the great tribulation.
他们可以在大灾难中成为得胜者.
And at the same time, the great tribulation is Jacob's trouble.
同时在大灾难中, 他们会有许多,
no, the great tribulation, the term is for Christians.
哦, 对于大灾难呢, 是给基督徒的.
The term for the Jews, Jacob's trouble.
哦, 在为着犹太人是讲到, 雅各的苦难.
So both the Christians who remain and the faithful Jews will go through great trouble.
所以留下来的基督徒和那些忠心的犹太人, 他们都要经历极大的艰难.
That is the discipline of the Lord.
那乃是主的管教.
That is God's judgment.
那是神的审判,
in order to purify us,
为着要洁净我们,
to complete us,
好使我们得以完全,
that we too may be overcomers,
好使我们也能够成为得胜者.
Oh, brothers and sisters,
哦弟兄姊妹们,
and then when the Lord shall come appear, everybody will see him.
当主显现的时候, 众人都要看见他.
I often feel that the hymns that we sing about the Lord's coming,
许多时候我感觉呢, 主让我们看见关于主回来的事,
oftentimes during those former centuries,
在 以往的世代
，They think the whole church will be raptured before the great tribulation。
他们认为呢，教会在大灾难之前全体被提。
And to them, what they are waiting for？
对他们而言，他们等待什么呢
？They are waiting for the trumpet to sound。
他们等候号筒末次吹响。
They are waiting for the great voice。
他们啊。等候那大声音呼喊。
They are waiting for the appearing of the Lord.
他们
等候主的显现，等候主的显现。
他们等候主的显现。
I often feel it is too late.
我常常感觉，若是这样，那就太迟了。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，The Lord is coming.
主快了，主必快来。
He can come at any time.
他可以。任何时候来
，But when he comes，
但是当他来的时候
，In the first stage， you do not know it。
在第一个阶段是我们不知道的。
People will be sleeping，
有些人在睡觉。
And suddenly he comes，
忽然之间他来了。
And he steals his treasure away，
他将他的宝贝偷去。
This is what we are waiting for。
这是我们所等候的。
Do not think there are more times.
不要认为还有很多时候。
All the prophecies concerning his coming has been fulfilled.
关于主再来，所有的预言都已经应验了。
Of course, there are still prophecies that need to be fulfilled during his coming.
当然，在他来的那一段时期，仍然有一些预言需要等候应验。
And after his coming.
而且在他来之后
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹们
All the prophecies concerning the coming of the Lord The beginning of the coming of the Lord has been fulfilled
所有关于主降临的开始的预言都已经应验了
It can happen anytime
所以这事可以随时发生
That's why this theme of recovering the testimony of JesusIs so urgent.
这就是为什么恢复基督见证这一个主题是那样的紧迫和重要。
Thank God.
感谢神。
When you turn to Revelation chapter 21,
当我们翻到启示录二十一章的时候
you find the great consummation.
我们看见在那里有一个总结。
The testimony of Jesus Christ.Is fully realized.
耶稣基督的见证在那里完全的实现。
Not only among the Christians,
不仅在基督徒中
，also among the Jews,
并且也在犹太人中。
Because the 12 gates or the 12 pearls of the name of the tribes of Israel.
因为圣城新耶路撒冷的十二个门乃是有十。以色列十二个支派的名字写在其上。
And the 12 foundations of the 12 precious stones bearing the name of the 12 apostles of the Lord.
并且那城的十二个根基上面写着十二个使徒的名字。
Everything that God has purposed in eternity past.
在过去的永远中神所定的目的
are now being fully realized in eternity to come.
现在完全的在将来的永世中成全了。
But brothers and sisters, remember one thing.
但是弟兄姊妹们请记得一件事。
When we talk about the New Jerusalem,
当我们谈到新耶路撒冷的时候
unfortunately, we are still thinking of ourselves.
很可惜的我们仍然想到自己。
We think of ourselves how we can walk on the golden street.
我们想到我们怎样会走在黄金街上。
And how can we, how we walk by the river of life.
我们怎样走在那生命河的旁边。
And drink of it.
并且我们喝生命水的河。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
you will be surprised.
我们会惊奇。
At that time,
在那个时候
Nobody will think of himself or herself.
没有一个人会再想到自己。
Everything in that city is the manifestation of Christ.
在那个城里面的每一件事情都是基督的 表现。
Nobody will think of himself or herself anymore.
没有一个人再会想到自己了。
We will just be filled with Christ.
我们都被单单的被基督所充满。
And the testimony of Jesus will be fully realized in eternity to come.
耶稣的见证在要来的永世里要完全的实现。
We are in the process.
我们是在这过程中。
And by the grace of God,
借着神的恩典,
may we be those who are faithful.
愿我们成为那一般有忠心的人。
That we may be those who follow the Lamb wheresoever he goes.
我们能够成为那一般羔羊无论往哪里去我们都跟随的人。
If he goes to the cross,We go to the cross.
若他上十架，我们就上十架。
Because the cross is the way to the throne.
因为十架是达到宝座的道路。
So may the Lord show mercy to us.
所以愿主怜悯我们。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
我们亲爱的天父,
we do praise and thank thee because thou hast shown us what's upon thy heart.
我们实在要感谢赞美你, 因为你将你的心向我们启示出来。
Thou want us not only to know about the Lord Jesus.
你不仅要我们认识一些关于主耶稣的事。
Thou want us to be filled with Christ Jesus.
你要我们能够被主耶稣基督所充满
That it will be all of Christ and none of self
好使全是基督而没有自己
We do pray Lord that our time together this time will not be in vain
我们实在感求你使我们在这里的这一段时间不是徒然的
That our hearts will be really touched by thee
我们的心真实的被你所摸着
And allow the testimony of Christ be our testimony.
好使基督的见证成为我们的见证
That thy purpose may be fully realized in us.
好使你的旨意和目的在我们里面得以完全的实现
And it is all for thy glory.
而且全都是为着你的荣耀。
We ask in the name of our dear Lord Jesus.
我们奉我们亲爱主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.